Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yo, it's your boy Harry Pinera, and welcome back to the Old and Bald podcast. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host.
Okay, let me, Bobby, you said, that was a really good intro. Yeah. It's just like, let me say my name.
Okay, fair.
I say my name now?
Yeah, go on, different.
I'm Darkest, guys.
Yeah. All right, so we've had a lot of guests so far, right? Mm-hmm. But this one here is special because this person doesn't actually do podcasts like that.
Yeah, he don't
go on people's podcasts.
Oh,
like
fans, okay, that's what you mean.
Not really.
He's done a few.
But
he tries not to do too much.
We're trying about my brethren.
Yeah, just wait. That's quite rude. You can't just start talking like that when we're doing our thing. Now, this man, what doesn't he do? He has a football team.
Yes, he does.
He has a football podcast.
Yes, he does.
One of the greatest groups on YouTube history. He's part of that.
There's a picture of him in the Arsenal Stadium as well.
He works with his club.
He does.
Like, they know him
his
really, really well.
His club knows him.
No, on a first name basis. Okay.
Yeah, except
not only that, he has his own fashion brand.
Yes,
that I wear a lot.
I got so much at home. I don't know why I didn't wear it today.
The one and only. Yeah. Now, I forgot to say, he's a heartthrob.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's an actual, heartthrob.
I've personally nearly lipsed him 7 times.
Okay, but this is the thing about you, though.
I'm sorry, I think that's a bit too much. I shouldn't have let that bit. You go.
Like, one of the most genuine people I've ever met. Now, this intro's going on for a minute. I'll be honest. It's the one and only Shaq.
No, that was the best intro I've ever seen. Thank you.
Thank you.
That means a lot.
Genuinely, I'll say this, when I first met Sharky, very humble. still humble, but like very humble, and like didn't have the belief that I saw in him.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, I think Sharky has known who he is and has embraced.
He found himself.
No, you found yourself.
He found himself.
I'm still on that journey, but no, I completely agree. When you first met me, I was a shell of myself for sure.
What do you reckon changed that though? What was it? Because I know it was when you met me, because obviously that happens a lot.
Yeah, I remember.
To
be fair, like, you've known me before. You've known me from when I was 19.
I knew you when you were a flipping mess.
Yeah. Kenneth Abdullahi.
Kenneth Abdullahi days. Oh, Sharks, that was horrible days. That was bad days.
I used to come up to you looking like this, saying, like, mate, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I thought it was normal. But, you know, no. I can only appreciate those times, considering, like, if I'm comparing it to you now.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I say a lot. We'll speak about it, of course. But for me, I think it was, obviously the beta score is the biggest thing and everything, of course, but sometimes it's a small thing that makes a big impact. And I think for me, it was creating SDS. So we'll probably speak about it at some point, but that's the first time I believed that I can do something myself and grow it myself. Because for a long time, I was part of a group and everyone was like on different journeys. And obviously some of the boys are performing even better and having their moments. And I just felt like I was kind of in the background, but SDS was the first time I thought, whoa, I actually can do something and make an impact. Then I started believing myself more than Primo, and then TikTok came around and I was getting a lot of love, and I was like, you know what, like, I actually can do things and grow things, and had more belief in myself for sure. Speaking and meeting you, I think, was a big part of my
It's not about me though. It's not about me. But speaking about SDS, I remember when you first started it, I think we was in a cab in Doha going to the airport, and I think it was still in your room. It wasn't even in the studio that it is right now. And I remember that, like, I've never seen Shark so passionate about something. And obviously him being a football fan. To see where it is now, how does that make you feel, knowing that it started from an idea and now it's become like one of the most reputable?
I've done live shows as well.
Two live shows. You've done incredibly well. But how is it now, looking back and thinking, right, it started from an idea, now it's like a massive thing?
You cry, innit? You definitely cry. I know there's been a few moments where you cry.
I'm an emotional person. I love it. Like, even after both live shows, it was like so emotional. But listen, I didn't do anything new. Like, I didn't reinvent the wheel. It's a football channel. But for me, it's what I love the most is giving, like, look at the guys, look at the characters. Like, for me right now, genuinely, Faisal, there's so many of them. This year, 2024, I think so far, he's the best football content creator in the UK.
Yeah.
And he, before STS, he was just my friend from high school who didn't even have social media.
Yeah.
Like, at least all of them, they were around, you know, like, Stars is in Chunks' first ever video, and Ilyas has been around, and Liban's been around. Faisal was off the map, off the grid, just an Arab guy who works as an estate agent who I went to school with.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at his own channel,
he's a character,
See the numbers he's putting.
Yeah, he's doing numbers.
The numbers he's putting, the viral clips every week. Like, he's fully in his bag, and that's what makes me most proud of SDS than anything else. Being able to get these guys a platform, to get them to do their own thing, and give them a path, and give them opportunity now, to get their own phases doing brand deals and all that. That is what I love more than anything. More than anything.
Now, I'm thankful to SDS as well, but you know, it's because I feel like it kind of turned, you know, just your normal modern mandem into like a community. So like 100%. Now there's more people who I wouldn't expect to have a platform.
Yeah.
Now getting people coming up to them, asking for pictures and stuff. Like Stars. Stars, my first cousin. My first cousin, Sarpia, who just loved to be in the background. This is by choice, by the way. He never used to like being in videos.
Yeah.
To now like walking with him and people are asking him for pictures and stuff. And I was like, and I just that's why I love it. Like even, and you know it is, I really, really like the fact that I'm being honest here. There's no weirdos, bro. I love Abs, Faisal, I love Lias, and Abs, the three guys I've never met before. I saw them on SDS. I knew they never had platforms before. This is kind of new to them, but now you can see they love it. Do you know what I mean?
It's amazing. It's like, it's a community, it's a family.
Amazing, man.
You have different families. I got my, like, for example, you guys, we've all like, we're a family, you know what I mean? We're content and everything. We've done shoots together. We've gone traveling together. Yeah. We've been to America together for NBA and all that stuff, like everything.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we can even talk about that. We were in Cleveland.
Yeah, we were in Cleveland.
All-star weekend.
Bro, I'm still in jersey. You know? I made everyone sign it.
Yeah, see? So we did a whole NBA thing. Like, we were Boston players for a week. Remember, we did that game. We had a buzzer. We buzzer beat a winner.
Just let everyone know, that was real.
Bro,
like, it was real.
Till now, I'm a football guy. Till now, that's one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, none of us had scored it. Do you know what I mean? One of our TV's got a buzz of
it. Joe, innit? Joe.
No, it wasn't Joe. It was the tall Nigerian. Tayo.
Bro. Yes.
It was something I've seen in the movies. I'm seeing the clock go down. Yeah. We're having a basically for context here. We did something with the NBA and it was like a series And it culminated in us going to the All-Star Weekend in Cleveland. But it was like a team of influencers and we'll play like friendlies. And then we had a game. When we played against like some kids.
No,
like,
it was
The buzzer beat was
the big one. Yeah. We played some under 16s.
Yeah, they were cold, bro.
They were.
But we scored a buzzer beater. We went nuts. Yeah. Like that was one of the best moments of my life. But yeah, so we've like, obviously we're a family, but then now it's like SDS is another big family of mine, you know? So we've gone to Qatar together, like the boys have commentated Match for Hope twice in a row. We've done obviously the two live shows, the most recent one. With 1,000 people in attendance at Hackney Empire. So yeah, it's sick what we have with SDS and now we've got a football team, we're gonna talk about it. But yeah, man, there's so much different things now that I'm just so happy with. And I get my joy in seeing other people excel and giving them a chance. I love that.
But that's one thing I love though, is that everybody is friends and you've obviously handpicked people that you feel like there's a great synergy and you see it as well. Like no matter how many times, if you're not there or if the main people ain't there. I don't even think there's main people. I think everybody like literally makes it work as well. But one thing I did want to ask, right? I remember when we first did our first, I did my first SDS, yeah?
Oh yeah.
And you know what is? When you're watching something, you think, oh, this is calm.
Yeah.
I watched back here and I wanted that file to be corrupted. I was stinky. You know like when you think you can hang, yeah? But you can't. And that is the beauty of it. So I remember-
You can eat it alive. You can't hang.
Bro, I was a shell of a man. Yeah. And I remember my latest one, yeah?
Yeah.
I genuinely was so happy with it. I was like, I think I might retire here. Yeah?
It's amazing.
You know when you're at a place, but it's like you've made everyone feel comfortable, and I think that's something that's incredible.
No, I want to do an SDS parody one of these days. You know I've been on SDS before.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been on 2 episodes. I think I've been on twice.
Did they stink?
No. I came on one of them. Featured. I came for like there was a feature, so I came in for like 10 minutes. Yeah. I made my point. I was no, and then I got out of there. But then so I want to do like a parody because you know it is. I'm really good at acting like I know what I'm talking about.
He is.
So like right now, watch. So generally, bro, I think Odegaard's like a comprehensive Julian Draxler. I see you thought that's lit. Do you know what I mean?
Comprehensive Julian Draxler.
How did about Julian Draxler, first of all?
PSG. All right, cool, he was good, man.
But you know, Darcy is mad because he remembers players, yeah?
That's the most niche players.
All right, name five players for me right now.
Okay, cool. So you have to say Kevin Morales. That's my guy. Kevin Morales. No, I have to.
Yeah, good player.
Bro, to move your family from Olympiacos to Saint-Étienne and then to Everton. Yeah, maybe I did Google Kevin Morales.
Okay.
But it doesn't change how much I love him.
I knew my Everton, so he doesn't want me.
No, Saint-Étienne Olympiacos. Second one, please. Adnan Januzaj.
Good player.
Generally. And you have to throw in Wes Morgan. Great centre back for Leicester City.
Yeah,
generally. He did security a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So him. Did he?
No,
he didn't.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
He looks like he did.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did, bro.
Yeah, generally. So who else? Gael Clichy. Gael Clichy. Generally, honestly,
Man City, Arsenal.
Oh, what a left back he was. And who would I finish it off with? Matuidi.
Blaise Matuidi.
Okay, those are the five most random balls ever. But just before we get into SDSFC, obviously, you know, with SDS, the channel itself, there is also other channels like the Fuizi and Liban show as well. Yeah. What was that conversation like? Is that you wanting to give them their own like floor to like do their own thing?
Yeah.
How did that conversation come about?
Yeah, they came up to me and said they want to do something together. They were starting to form like a great duo. So even on the live show, they got awarded best duo on SDS because we put out an award show, we put out votes for the audience and they all voted. And it was like over 10,000 votes and they got best duo. So they said, we want to do a show. I said, sure. Gave them a little slot at the live show. And yeah, man, we just said we'll platform it on SDS. We'll trial it. We trialed it. And it's a thing where they can experience as well what it's like doing this. Because what it's like, this isn't easy. Because we're all friends, but at the same time, now you have to host and you've got to be able to interview people. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're kind of learning that and they're kind of like, we've had lots of conversations about, listen, it's not the same because when they're on the pod, and I'm hosting them, they can just be themselves and be the naughty kids. Like them.
Yeah.
They're the naughty kids, they mess around, they're defiant. Yeah. Liban will cuss me out. Yeah. But when they're host, it's different. And I'm seeing little things that they can improve on. And I've actually used you lot as an example to them a lot.
Wow.
I said, watch how these two do, I promise you.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're shit.
No, but I think the balance is good because I think he's more of like a natural interviewer because he's a presenter's interviewer.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, you're just, no one's like you.
I add my little
100%. Yeah, yeah. So I said, they need that and they still haven't found it. But once they do, I think they'll be
I think Liban's the host.
I can tell. And food's more of like...
Because Fuzi's English isn't the greatest. Yeah. One day he was at a shoot, yeah, that I saw him reading something. You know, like the script? I swear to you, yeah. That's an education, man. We need it for the community, brother.
So how'd you start? How'd you... At Liverpool?
Yeah. Literally. Bro, facts. That's him. Always Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.com.
What a guy.
We can't forget that, obviously, SCFC, something which you've obviously... been the focal point of Baller League. It's literally shutting down the internet every Monday, right? Talk to me about when you first got introduced to the idea, how you thought it was going to be, and did you think it was going to be this serious? Because this now it's like there's cult fans
it's
now.
It's taken over my life. Yeah.
I think I FaceTimed you when I was in Nando's, and there was a kid with a sign.
Yeah.
I FaceTimed you because the kid was like, "Can Sharky see it?" So I FaceTime Sharky once and he answered.
So
then he FaceTime. I know when I FaceTime again, he's like, "What does this guy want?" And he answered it. But that's when I knew it was serious. That they came to have food to go to Baller League.
And they're on the way to
But talk to me. Talk to me about that.
First found out about it last year summer. So that's when I got approached. Do I want to have a team? Straight away I said yes, without even knowing what it was, because this is my dream, innit? Like, to have a football team.
Oh really?
I started off before even starting YouTube, when I was like 16, 17, I was doing coaching. Like, that was my dream. If I can't be a footballer, I want to be a coach. Right, and then YouTube started, and then obviously that went. But even now, I've always said, and there's records that show it, my end goal, where I feel like I'm happy, I've achieved everything, is I want to open my own academy, like Shark Nation Academy, whatever it is.
Shark Nation Academy.
I
joined.
I said my Sunday.
So that's what I want, isn't it? That's like my ultimate goal. So it's always to be involved in football. So when I found out this is a thing, I wanted to be involved. And then obviously across the time, I started looking into it, because Germany have it. They've been doing it in Germany very successfully. I've been looking at how they do it. And then yeah, man, like, I've obviously, like, was really keen. I think people overdid the thing of, oh, Sharky's taking it too seriously. Like, there's people saying, oh, Sharky's on to every trial. I went to one trial to watch one trial day, right? For example, I'm not calling him out. Toby went to more trials to watch than I did. But the narrative at the start of the season was, oh, Sharky's trying too hard. We hope he loses, because he went to every trial and he went to Germany. I went to one trial in the UK and I went to Germany to go and experience what it's like before it starts. So I went to Germany, went to experience it, and then it was obviously the draft. And then I got the first draft pick. That's another reason why I had a target on my back. I had a first draft pick. Apparently I went to every trial. I did go to Germany. And then, yeah, I feel like the draft went well. And then when the league started, so I drafted a lot of technical players, and then a league started and it became a physical league. That's why I think we struggled very much so. Like, especially, like, we won the first game and obviously we had the most fans and everything was great. And before a ball was kicked, we were the favourites. So if you look, there was like, I was getting sent messages saying, oh, the bookies have you guys as the favorites. Like, KSI, the president of the league, is saying STS are the favorites.
Yeah.
And that's all because of like how much work I put in. Like, people actually believed that Sharky built this super team. And that's before a ball was kicked. So obviously then we won the first game. Of course, we celebrated like mad. And then after that, bro, four losses on the bounce. I've never experienced hurt and pain like those 4 weeks. And
was that because of the losses or the people were saying?
Losing is mad, but like, as an Arsenal fan, we've been through banner era. I've seen my team lose, and like, we've had lows and lows. But this is even different, bro. And I'll never forget the drive home when we lost to MVPs United. It was the worst drive home in the world. I was sat with my boy Ren, was in the car. Wallahi, from Stratford to where I live in northwest London, not one word was said.
Wow.
It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
To the point now, it's like, I'm so, like, this is like, because you have your own team, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's your team, it's your name on the line. But also, I love that about me, and I love that about everyone, because if this hurts so bad, it means we care. It means we want to win, and SDS family care, and you're coming to games, and you're telling me, like, when we win or we lose, you feel the pain. Like, you feel the pain. Like, it hurts you that we lose.
Yeah, I see it,
you know?
Yeah.
That means that everyone's bought in, and Ball League has been able to do that. It's like, it's real football. And it's mad. And obviously, we've got a game today. Obviously, by the time it comes out, everyone knows the results. But regardless, for me, I still look at it and I'm like, I'm so happy to be involved in this. Because only 12 teams have the chance to be involved in this. And one of them is mine. So whatever happens this season, I'm still winning because I have a team in this league.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know? But do you know what it is? Do you know why I get annoyed on your behalf?
Yeah.
It's the... Because you might not hear every other conversation, but do you know, for example, like on a week, that week, for example, when you lost to MVPs, like, I'll be online and everyone that came to the game or either knows you or watches you or supports you, everyone just suddenly becomes a manager.
Oh my God.
Do you get what I mean? He's like, nah, Sharky should have bought my man and that he should have took him off then and he should have put, and we would have won. I swear to God. Shut up. Like, it's not, I can imagine, like, you don't intend to lose.
Of course.
So you're trying everything you do possibly. Yeah, and you, if there's one thing I know about you, you're tactical. You get what I mean? You won't, like, even if you're 1-0 down, all right, cool. I mean, job's not finished. You know what I mean? All right, cool. What change made? I know you tried. There's nothing else. It's just qadar Allah at that point, isn't it?
Of course, No one has, no team has a divine right to win, right? You could play really well, another team can play just a bit better. You know, no one has a divine right to win. Yeah. But you've got to be able to prepare your team, yourself, at the best, to give yourself the best chance to winning. And we felt like we did that, but then once I felt like we weren't doing that anymore, then I made some big decisions, I made some calls, I've made changes in the team, and hopefully now we're looking like we're going on the up, you know? End of the day, whatever happens, this is this season. The good thing about Border League is there's more and more seasons. There's more and more seasons. Estes is here to stay for a long time. If our story isn't meant to be where we win season one, then so be it. Season two, we're going to go again to try and win. You know, we're going to make a lot of changes and win that. Or season three or season four. Like, we're here for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, even Man City, we've won 4 in a row. They don't win every year. They don't win this year.
Yeah.
So no one's going to win every single season. If this isn't our season, then... then we'll focus next season. But now it's about fixing our wrongs, changing our, like, making them wrongs right, and then try and get a bit, like, try and finish as high as possible and try and see if we can make that top four.
I think that's also the best part, though, because I think if you start at the top, you are the favourites. I think the come down is even worse.
That's why.
When you go from head to head quickly,
I think now
it's all about getting better. Because you've been at the bottom, you know what that feels like. It can't get any worse than that, really. Yeah. It's about, like, levelling up. But obviously tonight, as you said, the time of filming, there is a game tonight.
A few hours.
United.
That's the biggest game of the season.
Biggest game.
That's today, guys.
That's going to probably break the numbers on whatever the viewership has been on the YouTube channel.
Yeah, for sure.
Which has been really, really high
right now. It might match the World Cup.
Yeah, generally. You know what? I was saying to you before we started filming.
Yeah.
This game means more to me right now.
Wallahi it does.
Already, than Manchester United against Arsenal.
Yeah, same.
It means more to me.
It is Arsenal United, though.
It essentially is. And for the first time, I saw Arsenal.
I've never been to a Manchester United-Arsenal game. I'm coming to this. I've been to this.
Now, there's obviously been some back and forth between you and Angry Ginge. Obviously, I want everyone to know it is all love and it's part of the game.
We haven't spoken in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because, so I don't know if it's all love.
No, but I think, you know what it is? I think,
he's the guy, man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I think with Ginge, he plays the game incredibly well.
So well.
I think he's got a great team, but he is part, it's part of his makeup to be this way, right? Now that this is a bragging rights game.
For sure.
More than ever.
For sure.
Going into this, like, do your players and also the team, everyone associated, does everyone kind of feel that this is a big, big game?
Yeah, all the players know, because the thing that Ginge has done really well is he's, like, really been poking at us. Poking. And they've been winning. And then on the same week, we've been losing. So he's not made it a secret that he's wanted us to lose. Bear in mind, there's 4 YouTube teams. Minminter, Toby, Ginge, Sharky, right? Ginge is winning. Toby's been doing well as well. But M7, SS haven't been doing that well. Kind of been similar. Like, I think there was 1 point between us or whatever. Maybe 3 points. Ginge has only been poking at SDS. Only SDS. Kicking us. So I think the players know that when that United game comes, and now online knows and everyone knows, and there's a clip of, he's been going to Faisal's stream booth, Faisal's been biting back, calling him Haywan. Everyone knows that this is the one now. Like, last week there was a Sidemen derby, and by numbers wise, Minwin and Toby, they're way bigger than me and Ginge. But people are more interested to see Sharky vs Ginge than Sidemen Toby.
Because there's a backstory.
Because of the poking. So obviously today the players know, and it's one of them was I shouldn't have to motivate the players today.
You should know.
You should know the message. You should know the task.
The team that you've got now, from last week's result, because I was saying to you before, me and Cams was watching it,
Of course.
The control you had in the decision makings and the time you guys took on the ball was so much different to before. And I think the confidence, obviously the new manager you brought in has been incredible.
Mazz is class.
Big up Mazz.
And your keeper. Yeah, oh my God.
I thought he was Faisal's cousin.
Yeah.
Because that's what I saw in the comments. I thought, because Faisal was so gassed about him, I was like, this must be his brother, but it wasn't. Do you now feel like you've got something to build on, like, with this team?
For sure, yeah. I think we finally now start to find, okay, this works. We just made Kaziah Sterling permanent. He's come in, really 3 good. Games, really 5 good. Goals. He's a top scorer already. So he's been made permanent now. Obviously, we've got Hafid playing for us now. We've got another wild card we can use because Kaziah's been made permanent. we've got, like, Maz has come in and he's already worked previously with some of our players like Bailey, Michael Falivi. So now we're starting to, like, really connect with the team, and Diddy's obviously now the captain of the club, so he's got that.
What a player, by the way.
Yeah, so I think now it's starting to click. Hopefully it's not too little too late, but I know that all we need to do is make fourth to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're looking at
Inshallah.
We're looking at the fourth spot.
And in terms of managing, like, your own team, like, would you say attitude matters more than the actual talent of the player?
100%.
So for
effort.
Example, yeah, effort.
Like, effort and attitude, that's the only two things I ask
yeah.
of the players. And I've told them, the only things I ask is effort and attitude.
Yeah.
You're all brilliant players, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
20,000 applicants, 160 people got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
You're all great players. Like, and we can't mold you to be a different player because you're not 10, 11, 12. Because yeah. at that age, we can mold them.
Yeah.
These guys are in their 20s. Some are, a couple of them are in their 30s.
Yeah.
You're not going to change your habits of how you play.
You're a finished product at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So all I ask is for effort and attitude. Can you die for me?
Can you, yeah. run can you for me? Die for me? Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Can
though?
You run through a wall?
Are you going to die here today?
Are you going to run through a wall for me? Because end of the day, you play for my team and SDS has this identity where you were talking about before, we're a family, SDS is a big group, we do live shows and everything's great. So if you're playing for SDS, are you going to like show us the effort on the pitch? It's 30 minutes, you know? They're making a lot of money and also the exposure is ridiculous. On YouTube alone, every Monday gets 1 million views, YouTube alone.
Yeah.
Then you're adding Sky Sports. Then you're adding all these clips, social clips. Then these players are, a lot of them, most of them play, all of them play non-league. In one match day, they're probably getting more eyes on them than they have in the last 10 years of their career. In one match day. Yeah. And there's 11 of them.
That's really
11 match days. Yeah. So it's like, make yourself proud, make your family proud, but at the same time, play for SDS,
and
play for the badge.
And die for me. Just die. That's it. That's what I'm asking for. Sharks, if you was going to, you speak about the wild card, right?
Yes.
If you was going to draft in a player,
yep.
either playing now or retired, yeah? Into the SDS FC team, yeah? Who would you pick and why?
I got to make it somewhat realistic. You know what, yeah? I wanted like Hazard or something.
I knew Hazard, you know yeah. my life,
Hazard,
I knew
yeah. Hazard. Yeah.
No, Hazard would be so good.
He'll have so much fun.
Yeah, he'll play really Air good. Forces and he'll just...
Yeah, well, like he'll just dupy everyone.
Because I think there was a training session last year.
Yeah, yeah.
In Qatar.
Qatar, match.
Because he was your team, unlaced. Innit?
He played with Air Forces in training.
Unlaced, by the way.
And he was ran for everyone.
And I remember him saying to us, he said, if you want to win the game, just pass the ball to me. Bro, see? Come on, it's a
like,
joke.
I think it's still possible, man. Yeah. I think it's still possible. I want that wildcard. I was trying, like, from the start of the season, I said, you know what? That's who I want. We played against him on Match for Hope. We know people that know him. I'm just trying to find out if we can make that happen. I don't know.
That was shut down.
That's like a semi-realistic one. Apart from that, it's like the streets won't forget players. Like the techie ones, I'll be good at that. Ben Arfa. You look at Tarapt, even like a Bolasie. These kind of guys.
Yannick.
Ravon Morrison. Ooh. I think these kind of guys were the ones that would kill this, like smash it on this kind of.
I think they're watching that thinking, I want to
sure.
have a go.
For sure. Because you've seen a little bit, you've seen like Lescott.
Yeah.
You've seen a couple of hints of like Premier League players playing now. Kieran Clark, for me right now, is the best player in the league.
Yeah, he is. But Lansbury as well.
Lansbury scored 2 against us.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're seeing it. But I think once these kind of streets will forget kind of players start playing, it'll be mad cool.
You've obviously played with like many YouTubers.
I'm not picturing Hazard in the SDS shirt.
No, no, bro. It's the culture.
Imagine.
I'm going to fade. I need a fade.
You know, I'll be sitting there just like, what the fuck am I watching? I'm like, wait, Hazard's playing for Sharky.
But you know what? Nothing's impossible.
It's nothing's impossible.
Yeah, impossible.
In this world that we're in.
Yeah.
But you've played with him.
Yeah.
You've played against him. You played with him. You played against him. I interviewed him.
Terry was my teammate.
Yeah, man.
No, it's a joke. Like, you know what it is? I'm at that place now where I don't think that anything's impossible now.
Same.
Yeah, like, I don't
I'm
think
I'm so deluded now
that
nothing is beyond the means of possibility. Because I'm sure, like, I've seen things. I've seen it. I've experienced things.
Sure. Let Zendaya walk in here, see if you don't tweak.
Not impossible, man.
It's not impossible. We got a guest for you.
It's not impossible to get Zendaya on all the balls.
Genuinely,
Gino,
it's not impossible.
That's when I know I'm going.
Yeah, if she comments under this and she's like, oh, I love you guys' podcast.
Would love to get on.
Nah, but can I be on that pod as well? Look, there's enough space.
The old and bold and primo.
Yeah.
We'll change it. The old and bold and primo.
Come on, man.
Lastly, before we move on to other conversations, yeah, if you was going to build a five-a-side of YouTubers, yeah, because obviously you basically played with every single YouTuber since the inception of YouTube and football and everything else, who would your team be? And you can add yourself in the team.
No, I don't make that team right now. I've been injured for too long.
Prime Sharky though. Because Prime Sharky was Yaya Toure.
Okay, let's just wait. You have to play.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Okay, if I have to play, then yeah. I'm in the team. Five aside. Goalkeeper. Was it you? Who's... You know what? I'm going to put... you know, Kaelin, E-Man's goalkeeper, KGK.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's a good keeper and he's like, in YouTube so world. So I'm going to put Kaelin in goal. I can't think of... Yeah, and then... Yeah, oh, he said solid, didn't
it? Solid. Solid. I was like, solid.
No, no, he said no clue.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a lovely man. Sorry, man.
Oh, he said no clue. Oh, yeah, I said no clue. Then I'm going to put... Oh, okay. I'm going to put you at the back, solo defender. Because five aside, I don't need more than one defender. You by yourself. Then I'm going to go two and... Oh, because it's five aside, not six. Because in my head, I'm ball league, isn't it?
Ball league. Ball league, yeah.
Can I do a ball league?
But you know what? Let's do
let's
six.
Let's do a YouTube ball league.
Okay, there we go.
Ball league team. So yeah, let's put KJK in goal. I'll put Hafford in goal. Hafford's a content keeper.
Then get
as well.
Him in there,
yeah.
Then.
That's
man.
My keeper. Hafford in goal. Hafford in goal. Cool. HP. Yeah, HP. Then I'm going to put Manny on one side, Iman SV2 on another side.
Oh, you're having a laugh now.
I've got a play, you said.
Yes.
So I'm going to put myself.
In the middle.
Yeah. It's like kind of like a fluid 3-2, but a 2. It can go 2-1-2. Two, two.
Yeah.
Myself. And it's out of Theo Baker and Chris MD, man.
I'll put Chris MD on it just because he's...
Is Theo fit? Because Theo's got hip problems,
but when he's
injuries.
Fit, he's a problem. Good football player, Theo.
But who's better at fives? Chris is good, like small. Like,
I think Chris for that, yeah.
If it's for like baller league, nah, I'm still putting Theo because... Ball league's more physical. Theo's strong. He can strike off both feet. Yeah, I'm going to put Theo. Yeah, me, Theo, if I have to play. If I don't have to play, I'm putting Chris and Theo. But Manny, for me, is the best.
Yeah.
I'll put E-Man in that. Because
I would put E-Man up front. I think E-Man up front, finishing is... It's devastating.
But it's six-side. From the back, he'll take the shots.
Yeah. From the back.
From the back. I thought, yeah, we're just going to move past that. No, have we grown?
That's what I stopped. I was like, yeah. That one is
trying
crazy.
To find something yellow.
smile.
That was crazy. No, that was mental.
Harry, that was good. Come on.
That was mental.
Harry, that was good.
All right, but moving on.
Yes.
Obviously, Beta Squad are back.
Yes.
A well-deserved break, I wanted to say.
You were in our comeback video.
Brother. I've said this before, yeah. I filmed a lot of YouTube videos, yeah. And we spoke about when we filmed in Cleveland, yeah. Filming that was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah.
I had a flight the next day and whatever.
I shot with a paintball gun. That wasn't nice. Brother, no, I still have the bruise. I still have the mark.
No way.
Yeah.
That wasn't a paintball gun, man. That's an air gun.
Do you know why it was so much fun? Because me and Sharky in that video, yeah. we forged this sort of
we were a duo.
Dream. It was unreal. But how has it been, you know, obviously having a break, but then obviously coming back and it was so anticipated, everyone would speak. I randomly kept getting messages or people would see me and go, when is Beta Squad coming back?
Yeah, I get that a lot.
All the time.
I get that a lot as well.
I wish I did more with my break.
Yeah.
Because we had a break, we did it uploaded from June was our last video with Drewski after the charity match. And our first video back was March. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
I wish I did like a month of traveling or something. Because what I did was I just went straight into work because then it was the live show was in early October. Then there was like, for basically from June till like December, we didn't film. We came back in March. We started filming in December, Beta Squad videos. I wish I took some time off because now I'm like, I really want to go traveling. I really want to take 2-3 weeks off. I can't do that now. Mm. And what we did was we all made sure like we carried on working. But then I packed out the gaps that I had for Beta Squad. I then filled them out for SDS and this and that. So Beta Squad came back now. Beta Squad feels even harder to fit into our schedules now because now my schedule's already full. Mm. But the break was cool. Work didn't change. It didn't feel like a break. But it was a thing that was anticipated. And it was kind of a thing of, are we going to come back? Mm. Are we going to ever come back? And then, yeah, December was 2 weeks straight of filming, traveling. It's gruesome. And then January is what you were in the January videos.
Yeah.
And then now we're back to uploading. I think we're like 5 videos in uploading. And we're going to start filming again in like a week or so.
Yeah, I might be in one of those videos.
Are you actually?
Yeah,
I don't even answer the calendar. Answer the schedule. You got a call, yeah?
Yeah, I got a little call.
I might be in a coffee.
I can't lie to you. I'll be real with you. You know when you get like a
what is it like for you guys if you get the call up to be in the Beta Squad?
Obviously, yeah. even though we are brothers and we all love each other, yeah, it doesn't really mean that I have to film with you guys. 100% right?
Doesn't, no.
But when I get a call, not from any of you guys, you know, it's when I get a call from Nico. When Nico calls me and says,
Yeah, brother.
I hope you're good. How's your son? I was like, get straight to it. Like, yeah, just get straight to it. Like, please. It just, because I'm a fan, I think that's the most important thing. Because I'm a fan, being part of that, I don't really watch YouTube videos, but that's the one video that I'll watch because it's like, number one, I'm in it. But then it's like, I'm finally in something that like I've been watching for a long time. And filming, the dedication that everyone takes into it, but more importantly, AJ and Nico, are very meticulous with it. And I think, as even though I do YouTube and I don't do it to the level that these guys do it, it is a beautiful thing to see it in this and in reality. It's so sick.
Yeah.
There's been an improvement. You know, there's been an improvement in terms of how you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the days, bro. I used to get one day notice.
Yeah, mentally.
Day notice. Bro, midnight. Docs, tomorrow is 7 a.m. We need you. So what the fuck is that? I was like, it's, you know, it's my thing is, bro, I will never, ever, ever say no, especially these guys, because asking each other to film is not something new. That's how we started our career. Jump on my video, you jump on my video. But that's how I see it, bro.
It's not that,
literally, I really don't care. The only thing that will stop me, of course, if I've got something going that day, if I've got something for myself like work, or like if I'm genuinely busy. But if I'm available, I'm going, but I'm giving you my time. There's no such thing as I can't be asked. There's no such thing as I'm too tired or I didn't get enough sleep.
Some of them are long days.
No, I hear it. But I enjoy doing it.
Some of them are
forget your whole day.
It depends on what I do.
Cabrillo, you wait and you sleep.
Forget your day. Your day is gone. Film basically.
It depends on the video. If I know, if I'm wearing a uniform, I'm there for a while. I'm wearing a uniform, I'm there for a while. But all in all, bro, it's like I can't be bored if I'm around all of you, all like
the whole base. Yeah, they're fun days as well.
I forget how tired I am. Yeah, literally. And then by the end of it, I'm done. But alhamdulillah, I love it.
Well, you guys, obviously, when you do the SDS live show, there is an award show or award ceremony. So we thought we'd do one for Beta Squad, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. So if you was basically going to give an award for the class clown, who would that award go to?
Oh, that's Chunks. That's class clown. You could say, I know you're going to think AJ.
Yeah.
AJ, we all find him funny to laugh at that. But class clown is someone who... is always making jokes, always making everyone laugh because of what they say and all that stuff. I think Chunks is still the class clown.
Yeah.
He's still the one that, you know what I mean? Like, you look to him to make you laugh. Yeah. AJ is just funny.
Yeah.
You know, because he's AJ.
Yeah.
But I think, because you said, if you said who's the funniest, I'd say I think AJ is the funniest.
Yeah.
But class clown, that's more of a Chunks award.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I get you.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, he is still the one that...
Because I think of class clown as doing stupid shit. Chunks' humor isn't doing stupid shit.
Isn't doing stupid shit, but it depends on how you look at it.
AJ does stupid shit. AJ, like, he'll do that little, hey, kill me.
Where'd that come from?
Chunks
But yeah, it's, I don't know. I'll give class clown to Chunks. If he said funniest, I'll give it to AJ.
All right, most likely to be the school heartthrob. he said, come on, man.
No, because I know, I know. If I don't say me, then everyone's gonna be like, oh, he's trying to be. So I'll say me.
Yeah.
All right. Most likely to be in the Netflix drama in 5 years.
I think the right answer is Nico.
Yeah, 100%.
But I would love, it's not bucket list. I'd love to be, even if it's like an extra. Like, I just want one line, you know?
Hey, what you doing, man?
I'd love to do it. Like, I wouldn't be, like, don't be surprised if it's me. That's what I'm trying to say. But I think the right answer is Nico.
Okay. Most likely to go viral on an old school Vine.
Chunks.
Yeah.
Because he's got so much old snaps
that
resurface now. Because he posts his old snaps.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see on TikTok and I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. So I think definitely Chunks.
That's so funny because back then I just think it was just so much more authentic and raw and funny.
It was less sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Your one, like the police one. Like, that one is... I only realized years later that it was you, but I remember watching that way before I knew you. And that's an old video.
I was like, oh, right, you're snitching. Yeah. I was coming to back you as well.
Bro, I swear that was old school.
That's an old school kind of video. I think Chunks has loads of those locked
He's
up.
He's got tons of
that
those.
Can still come viral now,
And lastly, most likely to study the wrong topic for the exam. Now, if this isn't the person...
That's the most obvious answer. Yeah.
Kenny, we love you, bro.
Yeah, no, Kenny, no. Salaam alaikum, brother, man. Do you know what's so funny about Kenny? Oh, my God. So we went for paddle,
Hey, man, I just killed my head. Bro, studied the wrong topic.
Bro, do you remember when we went for paddle for Nico's birthday?
Yeah.
And we're all about to make prayer, yeah? You know what Kenny said to us?
Oh my God. No. Let me tell the story properly. I love you, Kenny.
You remember that, yeah?
I love you, Kenny, yeah? This is why I love you so much. He's so naive. Like, he's so... So, so Nico's birthday. Nico loves paddle, right?
Yeah.
So Nico's birthday, I think we all went. There was a big group of us, like 20 people. We had like 5 courts and we're moving up and down. Great day. It was fun.
Amazing.
It was
mad fun,
yeah? I think it was times we were partners, times we were partners. It was amazing.
I play with sharks though.
It's the best thing ever. I'm like, he guides you to
it's like playing with Roger.
No. Move with me. Move with me.
We're back together.
Yeah. We won. We both won.
Only win. Actually, no, I won with Sai as well.
Yeah,
but go on.
But yeah, so anyway, we finished and it was Ramadan as well, innit? So obviously, it was just before it was time to break fast, but at the same time, it's like Maghrib prayer, innit? So within that 20-man group, there's like 8 of us that are obviously Muslims and fasting, innit? So we all just found a corner in the paddle spot, in the paddle hub, and we were like, we started getting ready to pray. Mm-hmm. Obviously, everyone did their wudu, all that stuff, like, and we all like started lining up. We have to line up, and Chunks went to lead the prayer, so we all line up in formation, innit?
Yeah.
And then obviously, Kenny's unaware what's going on because we just everyone's getting changed. We're all lining up to pray before we start praying. And then Kenny comes up to me and goes, "What game are we playing?" So, what game are you not playing?
He was being honest.
He saw us standing in the
He said, "What game are we playing? Let's go.
What game are we playing?" I said, "Nah, we're praying." And this is the funniest part. So, that was one part too. Then we're praying. Yeah, Chunk's leading the prayer. We're about to finish. Obviously, when the paddle happened. Yeah, we're about to finish. We're on the last last rakat, yeah. All I hear is, "Make me sweat."
Make me
They're playing music.
No, so loud. They've been playing music for the whole time we were praying. As soon as we're coming to the end of it,
"Make me sweat." And I had to hold in my laugh, yeah.
Can I be honest?
To finish the prayer.
I hope to God Allah knows, yeah? Because that one there meant like a smile came up there because I'm not expecting it, bro.
I knew you made the Alpha Tyler.
It got me. But that was, that Kendall was about to listen. I was like, no, we're praying. He felt so bad. I said, it's fine, bro. Like, he didn't know. But
he came like, you know them tryhards. He was like,
"Yeah.
All right, so what game we playing?" Right, I was thinking, brother, come on. We're going to face good. Did I?
Nah, that was fast, okay, man. That was a good day. That was fun, man.
Big up, Kenny.
That was fun.
What a guy.
Now, there's a lot of, people say this a lot, you know, you should never do business with family. You should never work with family and so on and so forth. But you seem to have debunked that myth. You have an incredible brand, Primo, with your cousin AV. How is that like working with family? And I remember also, just before you answer the question, we went to Paris for the NBA, and I saw the way you was dressed, number one, and number two, where you were speaking about the brand and what you wanted it to be. You didn't want it to be merch. You wanted it to be something that people wear, right?
Yeah.
It is now that.
Yeah.
But how has that journey been from, you know, the you and AV having that discussion to where
it's
you are.
It's good, man. I think it's kind of similar to what you have with Chunks, obviously. It's weird because I forget he's family. He's more of like one of my best friends.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so it doesn't feel like you're doing business with family. It feels like you're just doing business with like a best friend, innit? So, and I could tell it's kind of similar with you guys, even though you are, and there's that family love. It's kind of like, you forget your cousins.
Well,
when you do shoes together, you say love, like you're just a friend and you cut. Yeah, you forget, that's my family.
Yeah,
so it's similar. But that's why I think for us, it's easy to do the business with family thing because it's, and I agree, it does get techie with family, but with him, there's not that kind of, like our relationship isn't like family. It's, even though we're first cousins, it's more, just two close friends working together. Yeah, man, he's the perfect person for this. Like, obviously,
it's my brother, bro.
He's a character.
Man, like full volume. That's
he's like, he'll be there in a couple, you'll see him today at the Ball League game. Like, he's great, but he's the guy.
You like that one, Mercy?
Yeah, full volume. But he's always someone from young, dressed different.
Because
obviously, it's funny because now you look at his old pictures, you'll laugh at it. But in those times, that was a thing. Like, he was wearing skinny jeans when everyone's wearing, like before everyone's wearing skinny jeans. He had like, like perm his hair. He says he never permed his hair. He said he never relaxed his hair.
You don't like yourself.
But like, he looked like one of them Scandinavian Somalis. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Scandinavian Somali.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell.
But like, he like, he would do that kind of. He's gonna hate me saying this because he. By the way, he loves this podcast.
Is it?
He messaged me.
He loves it. Yes, he's definitely gonna watch this. So he, but also, I say that to say he was always like the stylish guy in the family, like from young. Like, I didn't care about how we were like Northwest, obviously, like London, playing football. You're dressed in the same trackies, whatever. He, from young, was always trying to dress nice, even what limited resources he had.
Yeah.
Even if it meant I had to get this from Primark for tenner, he'd like restyle it to make it look like it's now worth 60, 70 pounds.
Yeah.
And he does that till this day. Like, I'll go up to him sometimes with a Primo top, and he'll cut it with me, hand cut with scissors. So the crop top looks better. Mm. You know, it's more of like
I have that jumper. Well, I
you know?
On my
so
life.
He does that kind of stuff, yeah.
I prefer it. I know so, exactly what you're talking about. As soon as you said it looked cut.
Yeah.
Because I was wearing a jumper and I was like, oh shit, this feels different. Look at myself in the mirror. Oh my God, I'm cute.
Literally, yeah. So with this, in his keychain, so he's got tape measure in his keychain.
Wow.
So he's walking around, he'll measure a top. And he goes, oh, this is a nice top. He'll get another top from a store and then measure where the drop is. And he'll be like, now that's sick. Now write down a measurement. And he sends it to the factory and goes, can you make a top with this sample, with this measurement? So he's on it. And this guy was just an electrician before I said, let's start a clothing brand together. So he's perfect for it. And for me, it's like, I can be more of a face and wear it. And people look at me and Sharky dresses well. And Sharky's upgrading now. He looks good. But he's the one that's in the lab every night cooking. I can't do full-time Primo because I've got SDS, I've got Bates, I've got everything. Yeah. But he's doing it full time. He's every day on it. So all I can do is push the brand as much as possible and do as much as I can to fulfill his dream and our dream of making this brand. And it's a clothing brand, not merch. Mm-hmm. It's not Sharky's merch because that's disrespectful to AV. You know, it's AV's as much as it's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if anything, he's doing more work than I am.
Yeah.
So it's a clothing brand that, yes, it just happens that a YouTuber is one of the founders.
Yeah.
But it's not merchandise. Some people look at the prices and they're like, oh, but Sidemen's clothing is this much, or this person's merch is that much, or even Trunks' Clean Hearts is a lot more affordable than our clothing. It's because it costs more for us to even make it. Mm. Like, our materials are so expensive because one thing we pride ourselves of is the quality. Like, when you wear it, it's the quality is proper, bro. You know?
You ain't gotta tell me, bro. I know that.
You know? So it's just like, our pricing's going to be expensive. I get it, but it's just how it has to be for us to be able to run the business. It's a clothing line.
And the name Primo, what does that mean? I mean, you explain it to me, but for the people that probably don't know.
Yeah, so Primo in Spanish means cousin in Spanish. But also in Italian, it kind of means like first, like the best. Like if someone's Primo, it's like...
Oh, Primo?
Correct me if I'm wrong with Italian speakers, but it's like first. So it's like something, it's the first, it's the best, it's good quality, but also it's made by two cousins, you know?
No, not Primo.
First. And also Primo just means cousin, innit? So it's easy, like Primo Family Club is the full name, PFC, whatever it is. But it's, it just means cousin. It just looks a bit like a nicer name.
I like it, Primo.
You know, you're used to it now.
Yeah, because it's like, it's almost prime. But it's not.
Yeah,
it's always primo.
So yeah, it just means cousin in Spanish, but also in Italian it has like a meaning where it kind of means like if something's like fine or top or first. Like in Spanish, like first means like primera, so close to Italian.
Don't
Spanish.
Ever fucking speak like that again.
Yeah, primera.
Don't do
no,
that.
No, pero estoy primero en español.
Can I chat to you about that? Oh, the way, you've been, you know, it's last I remembered, you were on and off with learning it.
I still am on and off.
Yeah, okay.
So I understand more than
But how long has it been on for? Like, how are you with Spanish now?
I'm okay. Like I'll understand a bit more than I speak. But when I'm there and I'm like getting a habit, I like trying to practice it with like cab drivers and stuff.
Mm. Okay.
But like when I'm watching, but I try to like listen to music and all that stuff. Like Bad Bunny now is one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
That's my guy, bro. I'm singing his songs all the time in Spanish. I feel like I'm a man, but yeah, my Spanish is miles off it, but I really want to learn Spanish. Like, that's like my passion. But it's just so hard to find time, especially at my age.
Yeah.
It's hard for your brain to take in like a new language.
Yeah, I'm cooked then.
It's so hard, bro.
No, Spanish is difficult.
It's hard.
Don't you fuck you. You can leave, you know.
But you got to live in those countries, I think. I don't have time.
If you could learn another language, Darkest, here, what would it be? What language would you
reckon? If I had a choice to say, I speak fluently of this language and I press a button.
Yeah.
Arabic.
Yeah, that's for me, that's after Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to
Arabic. It's either Arabic or French, but Arabic though.
Yeah.
Arabic, definitely. I think
I'm surprised you don't. You lived in Oman.
But you know what's crazy? I lived in Oman for 3 years. I spoke fluent Arabic when I was there.
And he lost
fluent.
It.
Fluent. And then I came back here within the first 2 years. Oh, Shwaya. Oh no, where'd it go?
I don't get how people do that though. How do you forget like a language?
I feel like I'm sick. I don't know how I forgot.
When you came back, you weren't speaking.
You know what's insane?
You need someone to speak
do you know
to
when me? I went back to Oman in 2018?
Yeah.
When I went back there, I literally within the first 2 weeks of it came back to me.
Yeah,
I'm ordering much, I'm chatting to everyone, da 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 da. Yeah. I can guide you about that
KFC, that specific what was it? You ordering drinks or whatever, it's like a drink called iPhone.
Bro, was there it? Was okay.
There was about, a menu. I remember you were like, there's a snap.
Bro, how about this, bro? There was this one place here that used to sell sandwiches, like elite sandwiches, isn't it? But each sandwich, they had like 30 sandwiches to choose from. Each sandwich has a different name. So there's one called iPhone. There's one called Didier Drogba. There's a Messi. There's Tomahawk. There's Nike.
Yeah,
there's bare different
and
names.
He was, you know, this 2018, so this was like early. Like, I knew him. I know him.
Xabi Alonso was good.
Yeah. I knew him them times because I met him in 2015. So, but then he went again to Oman, and I could tell every day he was getting a couple Drogbas, a couple PlayStation, a couple iPhones. Because when he came back,
he was a big boy.
He was huge.
Okay, like, this.
Just his head,
my head. Hey, you know how big my head is now? I got a big head now. Imagine before when I was fat in it.
So there's Drogba hair.
I had everyone's secrets in the world.
He came back huge. I couldn't believe it. Like, we were joking about that. Yeah. He came back huge. Yeah. I said, I don't know what you're eating out there.
Bro, you know how Ramadan's 30 days? Yeah, you know how Ramadan's 30 days, yeah? So obviously, suhoor time. I'm awake, you get it?
Of course.
28 of those days, I went KFC. 28 days. Me and my cousins were spoiling me, bro. Alhamdulillah, shout out to them. Wallahi, they always kept me well fed.
Yeah.
But I overdid it. So KFC in Arab countries.
Was you doing the...
Yeah.
So when you slept, like, was it?
Bro, I was. How about this? I'm wheezing. Yeah. Right, so you know, right now, I'm 88 kilograms right now.
Yeah.
I was 119.
That's mental.
I was 6 feet, so I was 2 inches shorter as well. I was just I got one of the greatest backs of all time.
Was it BBL mental. Off?
No, it's straight BBL. Like, that is what people like. These some women when they want to get surgery look and they go, "That's what I want."
They looked at you and said, "I need that."
I had cellulite.
Yeah.
Oh, mental. Do you have stretch marks?
Yeah, I still do.
If we're being honest, sometimes around here, I see him.
Yeah.
You see him there, you know?
I used to be a big boy.
He's the best.
Because
he lost a lot of weight, innit?
Yeah. Like, my master, like, you look incredible now, though.
Thank you, man.
He's smashing it, bro. He's my muse. He's my muse. No, but he is, though. Like, what's wrong with that?
Is there red hair?
No, but what's wrong with that?
He's your muse. A man is your muse.
No, because you know what? Like, his whole journey of getting to fitness, I remember, bro.
He's witnessed.
Like, the start. Was me and Chunks were locked in first.
Yeah.
With Kyle. First. Remember?
Yeah.
Because Chunks was training for Soccer Aid and I joined his Soccer Aid training camp. I just wanted to get in shape. And Darkest lived with us, but he'd come into the gym every morning just to come in. Like, you know what he's like? He'll just come in, he'll do this random motivation speech and walk out.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, so come
like,
in.
Come on, brother, come on. Two more. You got it. And then get out.
And then he'll leave. And it was a running joke. So every morning I'd expect him to come in, motivate us, cut. Then slowly start sitting in on sessions, just watching. Then slowly started walking on the treadmill. Then he started training. Then he started... So I remember his whole journey. And now, obviously, so I've been out of it because of injuries. And he's been just going boom, boom, boom. So now I'm getting back in it. So now I have to look at people like him. And AJ, for example, that's another one I look at.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that now I need my... Now your I motivation. Use them as my source of motivation for me to get back into shape. So it's... Yeah. So yeah, here's my move.
Well, I think I ask you about like, are you back in the gym yet? Every time I see you, I'm just like, yo, you back in the gym? When you start, you back in the gym? Because I know you have it. I know you have it in you, bro. I've seen it.
Yeah, but my body's been broken for a couple of years. So it's been tough.
Oh, so you said you went to travel. You went to the Bahamas recently.
I was in the Bahamas last week, and it wasn't a holiday. It wasn't a vacation.
It looked like it.
I went by myself. Yeah. By myself to clarify, and I went to get stem cell injections and money, and I can't do it in Europe and America because it's not legal to do here.
Mm. Damn, man.
Oh, Fred. So what? I'm sorry. So what does it do then? Stem cell.
I'm not like the most knowledgeable on it, but basically, so stem cells. So it's still like a research thing. That's why it's like not a thing that can be done here. It's not licensed to do it here. That's why I had to go abroad. You have to do it in like South America and everything. But a lot of like athletes do it, like MMA fighters and like shoulder injuries, back injuries. They get these injections, and a lot of like older people do it for like their hips and stuff. It's very expensive. You know, that's why not many people know about it because. It's certain tax brackets. It's even for me, it was like, well, it was a stretch, but I had to do it. And they're just injecting like millions of new, fresh cells, young cells into that injury point. And it basically kind of like repairs and fixes and like hopefully brings in this
reinforcements
into the problem. And I needed to get that because I've had this problem with my tendon for over a year now. Mm. And I've been living on it and it's been genuinely affecting me day to day. Driving, walking, running. I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. To the point where it's affected me mentally badly for the last year, bro. Because I'm like, bro, I was 28, I'm 29 now. For 28, imagine being 20 to a 9-year-old, your best friends are playing football 2-3 times a week, going to gym, and I can't do that stuff because it just hurts going up and down the stairs. but no one knows.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thinks you're fine.
I never knew it was that bad.
Yeah, everyone thinks you're fine because you're walking fine and you seem to be fine everywhere, but no one knows, like, in the morning, I have to do a bit extra work just to be able to, I'm doing wall sits in the morning so I can load my quads so my knees aren't taking much pressure.
Wow.
You know? And it actually mentally affects you because you can't play football. When we went to match football, like, this is my dream. I'm playing Wanri in that. Mm. I was in Qatar 3 weeks early. And yeah, every morning I was going to get different treatments just to play.
Yeah.
And when I did play, it didn't work. I was in pain. Mm. And so it's like, man, now it's like, these are the best days of my life, but I'll always remember it as I had a bad performance because my knee, I couldn't run. I couldn't play properly. But I'm forcing it, painkillers, everything. But at the end of the day, I did it so I can be managed by Arsene Wenger or I can play with Thierry Henry.
Sacrifices.
Because it's like, this one day for me will live with me forever. Mm. But I wish I was that Sharky that could still, a couple of years ago, play. Because then it's like, I'll be scoring in these matches, you know.
At Wembley.
Yeah, I remember it.
2019, I think it was.
No, it was a bit later. It was like 2021, I think. Yeah.
Brother, them times there, I was unfit as hell.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
I was gone after five.
And I remember there was a QPR charity game. I mean, you vomited on the pitch.
Yeah, I vomited on the side of the pitch. But I remember, you gassed me up when I was playing. But that Sharky, genuinely, I went back to the ends and I was like, Sharky.
That's
like,
what we're going. That's what we were going for, runs and stuff, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we were going for, our runs.
I was 25, 26-year-old Sharky.
I want to speak about, still on Primo, but you guys went to South Africa, right?
Yes.
And I remember watching your stories, watching AV's stories.
Yeah.
It felt like there was a huge following and anticipation for Primo, right?
Special place in my heart.
Wow.
And I always say it, and I've always shown people love in for South Africa. I think I even did a video for Arsenal and they're like, favorite place you've been to? And I said, Cape Town. I wasn't lying.
Mm.
Like, it's my favorite place I've been to. So I've got a special place in my heart for that country and specifically Cape Town, but even Joburg, I love it. The vibes are amazing. I went there before, just as a holiday, and I couldn't believe the amount of love I was getting.
Yeah.
I had to change hotels.
Wow.
You know, people were posting TikToks about looking for me, and then when people would find me, of course, I'll take pictures, and they'll post it on TikTok, and then that would bang, and then that would get numbers, and then it became like a mini frenzy. I was like, this is mental, because usually I'm experiencing that when I'm with the whole of the boys' beta squad. We went to Australia, and we had the crazy meetup, and 3,000 people, police, and obviously that's a beta squad, isn't it? I went alone with my friends for holiday and it was crazy. So then I thought, you know what? If I'm going to go back, I want that country to be the first ever place we do Primo pop-up.
Amazing.
We've not even done one in London yet, in the UK. So I was like, I want South Africa to have the first ever pop-up for Primo.
I'm coming to that. I'm going to come to
it. It's already happened already.
We already had it.
I want to have an okay. First.
Was he listening?
No, because he's been twice.
We've done it already. Like, it's done. It's been done. So me and Avi went, we did like a little collab. So when I went to South Africa, I met some cool people. One of them was a guy called Zaid, who runs a clothing brand called Great Africa. And it's like, it's really good. It's a pop in South Africa. I think even like Tyler was seen wearing a Great Africa hat. So like, it's a cool street brand in South Africa. So became good friends with him. And we made like a little bit of a collab drop, like a couple t-shirts, all of that stuff. And then we did a pop-up. We announced one in Johannesburg and one in Cape Town. Bro, the Joburg one was sick. We had like hundreds of people come and it was raining and they were queuing outside.
Mm.
And then the Cape Town one a week later, I think we had like 1,000 people there.
Wow.
It was mental. People queuing. I was standing taking pictures for 6 hours, but also at the same time we sold out of all of our stock.
Yeah.
It was mental. Like, I couldn't believe it. Avi got to meet people. Like, people got to meet Avi firsthand. It was amazing. We brought Liban. Liban came to the Cape Town one.
Mm.
He was just there to party and then Liban just had a good time. Yeah. Merce was there filming everything. But it was an amazing trip. Like, we loved it. And like I said, December in South Africa is the best time of the year.
In terms of weather and everything.
Weather, vibes, that's the summertime. There's always stuff going on.
They love to sing and dance, and I love to dance.
They're just great people.
I feel like I'll be dancing 24/7. Like,
they're just good, they're just good great vibes. People, man. It's just cool, and it's like it's really, really vibes, nice. Yeah. Really
so should we,
yes,
old and bold, be in...
Brother, with or without
in South Africa?
I'm going.
Okay, I thought it was going
100%.
When are you next going?
If I was to go, it would be end of year, like December, January times.
All right, I think. But then again,
Africa in general in December is amazing because Ghana, Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but then again, this December, January, there's the AFCON in Morocco, so I want to stop off there as well because that's gonna be fun.
Take out the whole month, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's my birthday
as well. It's my birthday time as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not just have a good time abroad?
You know, his birthday is so jokes. What's that thing? Like, you turn, you started the year at 26.
So my birthday
and you turn 28 next year.
Yeah. So for example, like now, obviously I'm 29 now, I'm getting on, but on like January 2nd, I was telling people, yo, 2 days ago, I was 28. Next year, I'm 31. How does that work? How does 3 years jump?
How though?
My birth is a conundrum, bro. Jumps, bro.
Don't make
I jumped 3 years in 1 year, bro. It's mental.
That's such a... Oh, it's
mental. No, I haven't eaten today, so I don't want to think about it.
So basically, it obviously confused people, but at that point, let's say that's January 2nd. My birthday is December 31st. Mm. So I was saying 2 days ago, I was 28. Or 3 days ago, I was 28. Because December 30th, I was still 28.
Yeah.
Now, I'm 29. Mm. But at the same time, this year, I'm 30. Next year, I'm 31. It's never my birthday next year.
Okay, yes.
So, for example, it's actually a birthday in a couple of days. I know.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, I forgot what day it was. Birthday tomorrow, yeah? So, after tomorrow, when's your next birthday? Next year.
Yeah.
It's never my birthday next year.
Okay, I get you now.
It's always my birthday this year. I've never in my life said my next birthday
next year. Oh my God,
never
that's my so life. True.
Yeah.
Because as soon as my birthday finish, we're in the new year, and that's my birthday again that year.
That's tapped,
yeah,
you know?
It's all my birthday this year.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's mental. But I love it. And the thing is, out of all people, I'm the kind of person that loves that stuff. So yeah. God knew to give me that birthday because I'm the one that's going to like be the one that says that kind of stuff. So I love problems, equations, this, probability, all that stuff. Mm. Like another cool fact that Mercer in the back, and I love this, right? So probability wise, if you're in a room of 30 people, there's a 50% chance that two people in that room share a birthday, right? So that's like a common thing. There's 365 possible birthdays. And I didn't even do this on purpose. So SDS podcast, we have 9 people, like permanent podcast members. SDSFC, I have 12 players. So combined, there's 21 people. Mm. I already said in a room of 30, there's 50% chance of two shared birthdays. So in a room of 21, is even less chance.
Yeah.
In those 21 people between the pod and the team, I have 5 shared birthdays. That is borderline impossible.
Review. So
30 no, no, in no. general.
Oh, between okay, SDS cool. pod, yeah. and so there's 5 people in SDS pod that share birthdays with 5 FC players. So let me tell you.
Who'd be living?
Let me tell you. Yeah. Lias and Diddy have a shared birthday, February 23rd. Yeah?
Yeah.
Camilo and Ren have a shared birthday, May 20th. HM and Faisal have a shared birthday, August 5th. Bailey Brown and Abs have a shared birthday, April 27th. And who's the last one? There's one more. Who was the last one? There was one more. There's 5
yeah,
shared.
Yeah, Mercer, the fact that you have it written down, that's a bit weird for
oh,
you.
Oh, no. It was Big John and Fuad, who obviously was no longer part of the team. But 5 shared birthdays between the team and the
podcast. What's the
and this is such a random
though.
Fact, yeah?
That's
but this is me being in my nerdy bag.
That's Tappington Wells, man.
Tappington Wells!
But this is me being my nerdy bag. You know I like that shit. Yeah, I'm just like numbers and shit.
I love that kind of
stuff.
That's
weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
21 people between my pod and my, like 5 shared birthdays.
Yeah. I think, you know, there was a time me and this guy, remember that time we did Einstein's Riddle?
I loved it.
No, Einstein, we sat there for about 3 hours. Solve it and the best thing ever.
I solved it.
You take 4 months to do it.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Yeah. But do you know what it is though? You mentioned it earlier about like learning languages with age. Yeah? Yeah. I feel like my brain has said, all right, this is enough. I can't take in too much information. Yeah. I can only, like the skills you have now.
I'm obsessed with it though. I'm obsessed with like—
connecting dots.
Reading, connecting dots, solving something. I love it.
I love I think my version of that is, I like— this is going to be my next question, right? But anyway, my thing is, I like watching things that have alternate endings.
Okay.
So for example, you know, there was this show called Dubplate Drama back in the day. Yeah?
Okay. Dubplate Drama.
Dubplate Drama. Yeah. And what it was that every week here, it would end with the viewers making the decision of how it's going to end. So say for example,
that's cold.
So say for example, like we run to a stop sign and there's a woman. I either run her over or crash into the wall, and we have to decide. I like watching things like that because I don't know. It just makes my mind think of different. It's
a Black Mirror episode, Bandersnatch.
Yeah, basically, and I think
Will Poulter, where you can
I remember.
Choose.
But I like things like that, and I like mystery,
interactive.
I like not knowing. Yeah. I like not knowing because that's how I learn. I feel like if I'm watching something or I'm learning something, it's like, oh, I kind of know how this is going to go. I don't like that because it doesn't feed my brain. Mm. But that's how it works for me. But my next question was going to be, if you could, would you rather be incredible at one thing or amazing at multiple things?
So, as in, but that one
so
thing I'm better
like
than.
So,
out
one
of
thing
10,
you
out
are,
10,
you're 10 out of 10 at
and
it.
One thing.
So, you're like the Lionel Messi of this thing.
Of one thing.
Or would you like to be great, decent at most other things?
I want to be versatile. I think I choose to be versatile.
Yeah.
It gives me more options to try one thing instead of just getting bored. And because you can be incredible but be bored.
Yeah, same. You know what I mean? True. I think that's more me, like, because I want to do clothes fashion, I want to do sports, I want to do everything. So for me, it's like that famous quote, like, a jack of all trades but a master of none is better than a master of one. And that is what I would rather be.
Okay, bro, generally one of the best things I've ever
had. But that's what I would rather be.
What, a jack of all trades?
A jack of all trades and a master of none is better than a master of one, yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that, man.
I remember I had a meeting with a team once and they said that to me. They was be literally, but they was like to me, another quote they said was like, in life, if you are amazing, incredible at 2-3 things.
Yeah, it's called a polymath.
It like, takes you to, see, even that, I've never heard of that.
It's okay, but I'm saying like Leonardo da Vinci, right? Mm. What do you think of him as a painter?
Could he give a rat's ass?
Okay, but you think of him as a painter, right?
Of course, yeah.
He wasn't just a painter. He was like a philosopher. He was a scientist. He was a mathematician. It was loads of different things.
You know he's a modern day version of that.
A Renaissance man. Another name for them.
Carol Vorderman.
What?
Carol Vorderman.
Nah, okay, tell me what she did.
She can fly a plane.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She's a mathematician, like a genuine genius.
Yeah, yeah.
Presenter.
Incredible presenter.
She is. She a chef as well.
Yeah, she's a chef. Yeah. She is a very well-versed in regards to like political law and everything else.
She has to be though.
She's got her book as well.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
No, and she's got a great defense with her.
Okay. Great defense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good defenders.
Got a great defense. She's got great defenders.
Saliba van Dijk.
Yeah, oh, bro, top tier. Some of the best defenders I've seen. Yeah. That's for sure.
Another one.
Yeah.
King Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Talk to me.
Boxer.
Yep.
Entertainer.
Yep.
Can fly a plane as well.
Oh, he can, isn't it? He's so weird.
He's got a pilot's license.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you're sending me, though, innit?
No, he totally does.
He's got a pilot's license.
He does.
But how? How does it happen? When did this happen?
I don't know. Randomly, COVID, this guy was we lived together. He was leaving somewhere. I don't know where he's going. He told us like 2 months later, I've been learning how to fly.
So mysterious, that boy.
Bro, he's so mysterious.
No, I don't.
He makes my hairline look incred.
Yeah. Well.
Kenny's.
Oh, no.
No, I don't think Kenny's is that bad. Let's just move on.
Yeah, all right. Okay, cool. All right, cool. Before we end the episode, I think it's time for us to do some dilemmas, yeah? Mm-hmm. So these dilemmas have been sent in by some viewers from Botswana.
Botswana?
Yeah. Wallahi.
Oh, alhamdulillah. I love you, Botswana.
I'm lying. All right, cool. So, my girl has been liking her ex's pictures. Haven't said anything to her yet. Just wanted to see if it's that deep.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. But then it's like, yeah, it is, because it's your ex.
No.
And you're in a relationship.
Because you guys had that relationship, it's like, it's very, very likely it could happen again. So I just say cut all communication. Since you're not doing
there's
that.
There's got to be something
there. Why do you want to hold on? Why do you want to hold on a little bit?
Just let
go. I don't like that. That means you don't trust, man. Leave me alone.
What about you, Shah? What do you think? Oh.
Dilemma solving time.
Okay. There we go.
So I think it depends on what the relationship is with her and her ex.
Yeah.
Love glasses, please.
You know?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there's some here.
Yeah.
So I think it depends. So if it's been a case of they've cut all communications, I think, yes, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's wrong. But if what you knew going into the relationship, she still has a good relationship with her ex, and it's harmless photos, pictures of his dog, him and his dog.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's very situational.
Well, the way I look at it is, it's very simple.
Oh, you know, uncle.
Yeah, come in and say, yo, long time you look on it. If you go to her ex, I think it's a big disrespect to what we have built here as in a relationship between
you and my woman. Caribbean.
Yeah, no, yeah, my name Winston.
Oh, Winston.
Yeah, Winston.
Winston Jackson.
Well, no, you could say that. But I think it's a bit of a disrespect because if you build something that is sustainable and then you bring another infiltrator into the situation, it can disrupt the situation.
You know what it sounds like a barbershop convert. Well, you're like a Jamaican barbershop.
Yeah, because I've been doing this for a very long time. You understand? But we're going to move on to the next
one. Okay, let's hit the next one.
My friend has the worst fashion sense, but it is my place to say anything. Sorry, is it my place to say anything? She doesn't look good.
No, it depends what we're talking about, though. Like, bad fashion sense, like, you could, maybe the color I don't like or something like that.
There's some stinkers. Like, so, honestly, yes, we have Abs Busquets.
Wallahi! Okay, I know! Flipping hell! what the hell are we doing here?
Come on, we got
you
this.
You are dark. No, you are a little. No, my
you react like that because you agree.
Can I be honest with you?
On the podcast, we have Abdul Kett.
You agree.
That's my brother, though.
That's why you react.
That's my brother.
That's my brother.
I love him so much.
But you agree.
He went on Saturday Social with a white t-shirt that looked like he woke up in it and said, I'm late. I'm going to make my way there.
He knows this.
Give him six t-shirts from Primo, please.
I need to. No, because it's facts. Yeah. So I'm saying that to say we've told him. And I think in a male friendship group, it's a level of teasing. Level of teasing kind of to get them to understand.
Before you go on, is it the choice of clothing or the condition that the clothes come in?
No, it's for me, it's that's more rare. Like Abs is a clean person. It's more.
No, not me dirty, as in like wrinkled.
The choice and the combinations.
Yeah.
Because they are like, you know what I mean? I'm going to call people like, this is my friend. So they got, we've said it. So
I love it.
Abs, Faisal's not good.
Oh yeah, man.
Faisal's not good.
Faisal's really not shocking. Good.
Sometimes Stars comes up with some shocking outfits.
No, Stars does this one.
Sometimes, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, flipping out, like a G-Lay over an Arsenal trackie. It doesn't make sense, you know, so.
A jacket on in a July episode. Yeah.
July one.
Sometimes.
You used to be there, you know.
Yeah,
you've changed. Well, lucky you've changed.
Mercer has been around me a lot, so it's changed, but. Yeah, sometimes, put some random stuff on, but sometimes, listen, just make a good show of yourself. So with a female friendship, I don't know what that's like, but I think you can be honest with your friends. You just know your friends. Sometimes, maybe you have to be more honest in terms of gentle. You could just tease if you know them. It's about the relationship. Definitely tell your friends.
Yeah.
It's subjective. Maybe her fashion sense is putting different wacky stuff together.
Mm. Yeah.
Never know.
I mean... You know, do you think just telling them the truth is enough? Like, for example, like, there's so much things that come with telling the truth.
Yes.
There's the timing. Mm. Timing, for
what
example.
What about bad breath?
Okay, then that's when I have to pull you to the side.
Because that's different to dressing.
Oh, no, with me, bad breath, but I can't deal with it, you know?
Can I be honest with you?
Because I struggle to tell people. I can't tell people.
I can't hide that I've noticed it.
I can't.
You get me? I know I can't. No, Shark, you keep it safe. You'll talk. Yeah, yeah, I did it. I'll see a tear come down. Yeah. It's fucking it.
I'm pretty good at eye contact, but it's only my breath. I lose eye contact.
But you know what it is, yeah? Like right now, I know mine's kicking, yeah?
Yeah.
But that's because I haven't eaten, yeah?
Man, you're good.
I know, but there was one time, yeah, where literally, like, I was in a relationship and I had to say it.
I hear it.
And it was one of the most, like, I think from then, she was like, I'm never going to lack around you.
But
I think there has to be honesty.
You have to.
Also for me, I know when my breath is sticking, so I know that I'll ask for a chewing gum.
Yeah, I do this.
Yeah, but no, but you know it though. You know it though.
So I can smell it.
Yeah, so I can see
your
what I'm
top
saying.
Lip.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
saliva smells.
You know it.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? If you're not aware, that's the problem. That's and I think as a friend, you need to be able to say, brother, it's going off. I'll never forget once, yeah. We went out to a party once, yeah. And you know, like, you're drinking like whatever, right? So you could be drinking an apple juice or whatever, right? But if you're having a lot of those, you haven't eaten and you're talking bare, I said something to my friend and he goes, hey, bro. I was like, your breath stinks, you know?
Yeah.
No, that one I'm cutting you off. You can't
No, but it's because we're out and I'm speaking to people.
That's excusable because you're out.
I'm out, innit? Yeah. But if you're chilling broad day and having
and
doing all of that.
We just linked up and your breath already stinks. There's an issue.
Now people are going to think we're like this.
Yeah. We're at a big age now, man. Look after yourself, Allah.
Yeah.
But you know, I realize a lot of people don't brush their tongue.
Yeah.
You have to brush, brush their teeth. They don't understand that your tongue needs a little, you get me?
Just going to sound mad. You need to gag.
Okay, no, brother, let's move on.
Because there's a top of the tongue.
Yeah.
You know how much?
As soon as I get one of those up.
There's different senses on your tongue as well, you know?
Okay, explain the science.
Explain.
Okay. Put the glasses back. Yeah. If you don't mind.
Lara, beg you just put it up for me, please. How many senses do you have on your tongue?
What do you think? Wait, were you being genuine?
Yeah.
I thought you were chatting shit. There's loads.
There's loads.
There's so many senses.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I thought you were chatting bum.
The tongue has 5 main senses of taste. Sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami, savory. Additionally, research suggests that there may be other sensory cells that detect sensations like
fatty and watery. Yeah. I can taste those
so,
as well.
And it's literally, on my life, I was going to say, it's on. You have 2 on this side, 2 on this side, and 1 at the top. Mm. That's what I'm saying. You need to gag because there's 1 at the top. You need to literally be scrubbing left, right, and sense.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Fuzzy, you learn something new every day.
Mm. All right, last dilemma. This is a good one. I'm 27 and still living at home. I just want to save money, but people keep making me feel like I'm behind in life. Should I just move out? All right. I don't know about you guys, yeah?
No, you shouldn't.
I don't think you should ever move out unless you need to.
100%.
Also, living with your parents, you know, Darkest, you just lost your father as well, right?
Yeah.
The feeling of wanting to stay with your family, I think, is so important.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think if you have everything in, I mean, if you're not in a relationship, if you, you know, are making decent money and you're providing for your family, or you're trying to get better in life, I think staying at home, there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And I think anyone that makes you feel bad about that isn't a good friend. And any partner that's like, oh, I can't live with someone who has, or be with someone who hasn't, doesn't have their own house, isn't for you. I think you need to find the right people for you. Being at home at any age, ideally you'd want to leave, but it doesn't make you less of a person. I mean, especially if you're trying to save money as well.
That's why you need to make sure you have a good circle around you. Because bro, like, the worst thing that can happen is letting peer pressure make you make forced decisions.
Yeah.
Forced decisions that you necessarily weren't ready for, but because everyone's getting onto you now, you've now been violated by everyone. Everyone's laughing at you.
Yeah.
And mom, I need, no, I'm moving out. I'm gone. Mm. Like, you're not even, you might not even necessarily be ready for it.
Yeah.
But because now you want to stop, you want the violations, you want like quiet. So you just have to do it. Like, you're living for other people. You shouldn't live for other people.
I just don't understand that when it goes, like, there's, I'm 27 and then there's people making me feel like I'm behind in my life. It's crazy because if people make you feel like you're behind in life, then that means there is a set path for every human, right? Mm. And that doesn't make sense because some people at 21 are maybe more ahead than some people at 40, but then this person at 40 will then start their life. There's no one set route of life. So at 27, it's impossible to be behind. You can still, you could be some about 25 of a house, some about 40, just get their first house. So I don't understand that competing with people. I don't get it. Like, that's the thing I always know. And the noise is social media, because you see on social media, just got my first house at 21, my keys. I'm like.
And it makes you kind of feel like a little bit shit.
Yeah, but what?
I get what you mean.
Everybody's journey is different.
J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter at 40.
Shout out J.K. as well.
Jeff Bezos started Amazon at 62.
You know one of my favorite quotes in life?
It's not true.
Wallahi, you had me. No, but bro, comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm.
You know, once you start comparing yourself to other people, that's when you feel like, that happens a lot in the gym, you know? Mm. Someone will hit like a PB on something they've never done. And you're like, yes, I did this. But you're thinking, oh, I know someone else that does like double my weight. And now you don't feel good about what you just achieved. I think that's the worst feeling in the world. And that same idea kind of, it applies to every aspect in life, whether it's your work, whether it's your friendship group or anything like that. It's horrible, man. That's why you need to make sure you have a good circle.
Fish scale, but I'm not cooking grease.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get out of my system.
Right now we got Sharky, but I ain't swimming with the fishes.
You ain't swimming in the ocean, nigga?
Put your plate in the water, now I'm swimming with the dishes.
Oh, primo, that means my cousin.
Ooh.
I shoot you go high like you buzzing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. So why did we intro this?
Well, I don't know. It kind of comes out random.
It comes out random time.
Sharky got a brand called Primo.
Primo!
I got my friend in jail, nigga, Primo.
Ooh.
You're freaking out.
Sharky got his leg cucked up like he another guy.
Yeah.
I could have been your stepdaddy. That means I was your mother's guy. I put your mother on the flight. I made your mother cry.
Yeah.
210, that's 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
410, that's 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
60. Yeah. Bricks. Yeah. Cocaine. I sell them. Fifth.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. All right, Sharky.
Yes.
Generally.
I'm on old and bold.
Whoa!
Because I'm from a different mode.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm with Darkest and Harry.
Yeah. Oh.
Tomorrow I'm gonna go and pay some charity.
Oh yeah, okay, first.
Yeah?
Yeah. Keep going.
Because I haven't paid charity in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, no, well, first, I remember. First, I remember.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Mm. No.
Have it up.
All right, this has been the Older Bro podcast. We wanna thank Sharky for blessing us with his greatness.
Thank you for having me on. Like, I'm sorry if I gave you guys a boring episode though.
No.
I was talking about
Pokemon
for like 10 minutes.
No, brother. Generally, if you think that's making an edit, that's the thing though. No, I'm joking, of course. It's been a great day.
You're editing this, yeah.
No, brother.
That's not gonna make sense.
I haven't watched one episode since.
Nah, thanks for having me on. No, brother,
I appreciate it.
I'm on the Love Podcast 2025.
So you can leave now.
It's my last appearance, 2025.
No.
I'm not doing no more.
Can you?
Wait, no more old and bold, no more podcasts?
No.
I got no more stories to tell. But yeah, anyways, Yeah. Appreciate you guys. SSFC to the world.
Let's get out. I'll be honest. Yeah. Got
done with them.
Yeah, got the views we need. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon what? An hour with Sharky as well.
Yeah, Sharky.
We're not even paying him.
Sharky's part of the beta squad.
Yeah.
I made the squad, but I left to my right. Gun on me. And it might.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage.
Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.